This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, one of the things that the South Coast is most famous for is its delicious food and its fabulous produce. Well, I have on the phone Fiona Courtvoise, who is from the Gourmet Coast Trail, and they are promoting tourism from Batemans Bay all the way down to the Victorian border, and it's all about delicious food. How are you, Fiona?
Great to be here and talking to you.
You too. Now, can you please explain to me what the Gourmet Coast Trail is all about?
Basically, we live in an area where we have some of the best food and beverages across Australia, and we take them for granted. We don't realise what we've got. So what we've done is worked to put them together. We've got 55 businesses from Batemans Bay to the Victorian border and members of the Gourmet Coast Trail, and they all produce quality food that has a local flavour. And what the Gourmet Coast Trail is doing is promoting year-round tourism in the area based on quality food and beverages. And it means that locals are able to see what's available, go and have a look at it themselves. When your family come and visit, you know where to go and to take them and to see things that you may not have known were there before. And also other tourists can look at our area and come in and experience those sort of events and activities that are available.
Now, of all the wonderful produce on the South Coast, there's three that I would like to quickly mention. You've mentioned, I've seen these, gin, kelp and cheese. So can we start with the gin? Where do we go on the South Coast to get a bit of gin into our stomachs?
Well, at Brogo, we've got a gin school and they produce internationally recognised and awarded gin. So it's really high quality gin that we've got down here. You know, best in the world. So it's fantastic. Out at Brogo,
fantastic.
North of Eden.
And you mentioned kelp before when we were speaking. What is it about kelp? I'm fascinated about this.
So with the kelp, we harvest it, or it gets harvested at Mystery Bay and then processed and produced as a food-grade product. Great health benefits for you, great flavours when you're using it for your cooking. And you can actually see how that whole process occurs before you buy it. It's a really good thing for kids. So, you know, if you're coming here and you've got kids, go and have a look at it. They get to be on the beach while they're doing it and you get to have a great day and a great experience as well.
Well, I know the Korean and Japanese cultures have been using kelp or seaweed for centuries, and it's got wonderful nutritional benefits. It seems like we're only discovering now. And also, I'm not sure, Fiona, if you've heard about this, but they're feeding kelp to cattle and stuff like that.
They are, and it reduces the methane that the cattle produce and helps them process the food. So got lots of really good benefits.
And is there any other produce? I mentioned cheese, but is there any other ones you'd like to mention?
So we've got oysters, and you can go and have a chuck school, so actually learn how to open the oysters properly. There's truffle hunts down here as well, whole range of things.
Oh, I'm salivating right now, Fiona.
I know.
How do we get involved? How do people get involved in the Gourmet Coast Trail?
Well, the best thing to do is to go and have a look online. You can have a look at the website, which is www.gourmetcoasttrail.com.au, or our Facebook or Instagram, which are Gourmet Coast Trail. Have a look at those. So one of the objectives of the Gourmet Coast Trail is really to improve year-round tourism so that we have jobs for people locally throughout the year, and so that our local producers can get a better return on their product, because we produce a quality product down here, and what we want to do is to get a really good return for our farmers.
That is absolutely very understandable, and I wish you all the best of luck. It's a great cause, so best of luck going forward, and thank you very much for your time on 2EC today, Fiona.
Thank you for having me.